Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. According to the Catholic Church, the Rosary consists of two prayers, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, combined with meditation on God's Word, such as the Rosary's mysteries, Scripture, saints' writings, or the teachings of the Church. However, many people, especially in the U.S., choose to add the Apostles' Creed and an additional Our Father, three Hail Marys, and a Glory Be at the start. The absence of these extra prayers it's been a barrier for many new listeners, and we want to remove this obstacle, so we will be incorporating them. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of two great friends, St. Basil and St. Gregory Nazianzen. Now, toward the end of the 3rd century, there was a movement in Christianity, let's call it a bad social experiment, where Christians, in the effort to escape an immoral culture, began to move out into the desert and live alone. They were called anchorites, which means one who withdraws to live alone. And there are some famous ones like St. Anthony of the Desert. But this was not the plan marked out by the apostles, because we're made in the image of God, who is three persons living in a life-giving community of love. Therefore, we should live the same way. In fact, Acts chapter 2 describes the way the early Christian community lived. It says, they remained faithful to the teaching of the apostles and to friendship and to the breaking of the bread, which was the first title of the Mass. The faithful all lived together and owned everything in common. They sold their goods and possessions and shared out the proceeds among themselves according to what each one needed. Now, our two saints today, Basil and Gregory, developed a deep friendship when they studied together in Athens. They were actually roommates. After basically college, St. Basil went and visited these anchorites, these Christians who lived alone in different parts of North Africa and in modern-day Turkey. And he realized there were some big problems. First, if you live alone, you'll probably go crazy. Second, Jesus gave us one commandment, to love one another. But if you live alone, who will you love? Who will you serve? And third, solitary lives are spiritually deadly because it's so easy to live a selfish life when you live alone. You choose everything for yourself. You're never forced out of your own ways. You set up your life and your routine so that everything serves you. And you have no one for whom you can sacrifice or serve. And that is spiritually deadly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Saint Basil saw that living alone was a really bad idea because if you live alone, whether you live physically by yourself or if you live with other people but live as if you live alone, well then, it's impossible to grow in virtue and love. Basil writes, "How will someone show humility if he has no one in comparison with whom to show himself humble? And how will he show compassion when he's cut off from the community? And how can he exercise himself in patience if no one contradicts his wishes? If someone says he finds the teaching of Holy Scripture and solitary meditation sufficient to correct his character, he makes himself like a person who learns the theory of carpentry but never makes anything. The Lord gave us an example of humility in the perfection of love when he girded himself and washed the feet of the disciples. If you live alone, whose feet will you wash? Who will you care for? In comparison to whom will you be last if you live as if living by yourself? So, When we live in unity, when we live in community, it's a stadium for athletics, a method for traveling forward, a continual exercise and practice of the Lord's command to love one another. What amazing words and insight by Basil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. I really like the analogy Basil uses when he says that living in a family or having a small community of people with whom you share life regularly, it's like a stadium or a gymnasium for exercising virtue. Why is that? Well, when you live with other people, then you have lots and lots and lots of opportunities to put aside selfishness, to sacrifice, and to love them, which means to do good for them. It gives us the opportunity to rub elbows and grow in humility, patience, compassion, and love. But it also helps us grow in self-knowledge. Because if we live alone, we don't recognize our lack of virtue. But by interacting with others in an atmosphere of both unconditional love and demanding love, then we're preserved from our illusions that we're more virtuous than we really are. And it gives us opportunities for fraternal correction. It's actually, Teresa, one of the things I really appreciate about you. You're not afraid, really, honestly, you're not afraid to correct me. And I like that. I need that. But also, and it's played out every day in our rosary conversations, that when we're with each other, I have a certain amount of a grasp of reality, and you have a different part of a grasp of reality. And when we're in conversation, I get to see more of reality from your perspective and you from me. So we get a greater grasp of the whole. But that can only come together. And finally, no one's self-sufficient. Nobody has all the gifts. We need each other. I have gifts, but by myself, my gifts are useless because I have no one to share them with. And my lack, what I lack, becomes unattainable because I have no one who will give me a share in their gifts. And it's really interesting. Basil says that if we live alone, or if we live as if we're alone, we're burying the talent God has given us. And we know how that ends. Not too well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery, death by loneliness. Solitary confinement is one of the most inhumane forms of torture because it isolates individuals from human connection, a basic necessity for mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Deprived of social interaction, people experience anxiety, depression, paranoia, and even psychosis. The lack of face-to-face contact with other people can distort our perception of reality, erode our identity, and actually cause irreversible brain damage. Over time, individuals subjected to solitary confinement, they lose hope, they lose a sense of themselves, and they end in a profound despair. And tragically, many people in our Western culture have created self-imposed isolation. Many people live alone, work alone, and spend most of their time interacting with screens instead of other people. Families are fragmented. People in neighborhoods, they don't know each other, have never talked to each other. And technology has replaced real relationships. We commute in cars instead of walking among neighbors. And even in our own house, screens dominate our attention, separating us from one another. And the Surgeon General said that loneliness and disconnection from other people is equal to smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. It's that bad for your health. Why? Because we're not designed to live in loneliness. We're made in the image of God, who is three persons living in a community of love. Yet, we've built a society that undermines our very design. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Living a solitary, lonely life is deadly on the spiritual, psychological, and even the physical level. And the solution is very simple. We all need a small group of family and friends with whom we share life and share faith. Now, if you live with others, the first step is to drill it into your mind and heart that what Jesus wants, above all, is for us to build a deep friendship with him through prayer and to build a deep friendship with the people we live with. So it's really just about friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And what does friendship take? It takes time, sharing life together. So a Christian community is a small group of people, small enough to know each other, who are ultimately pursuing heaven together, and the family is the model. This little group of people that are committed to one another, they regularly share life together. They worship in the Mass together. They pray in the home together. And they share the work of the home together. And best of all, they eat meals together. But we should also share our leisure time together, exercising the body, feeding the intellect with knowledge, feeding the emotions with beauty, and in everything, good conversation. And a rosary group can be a great place to start. A great place to start is to invite the people you live with to pray the rosary with you. If you live alone, invite others to come to your house. Give them a little hospitality, pray the rosary, and have some good conversation. This is how we grow in spiritual friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was really struck by Basil's words where he said that Jesus gave us the perfect icon of humility and love when he stripped himself, got down on his knees, washed the feet of the disciples, and then he said, as I've done for you, you have to do for others. And it's a little bit, daunting to me that when I die and stand before him, really the only question he'll have for me is, did I wash the feet of the people I lived with?
Mm.
That's the only measure. He's not going to care about what I achieved. He's only going to care about, did I wash the feet of the people I lived with?
And I think often we're looking so intently at our achievements or trying so desperately to get something done that we neglect washing the feet of others in order to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have time to help you out. I don't have time to listen to you. I don't have time to be with you because I have this thing to accomplish.
Or I'm so exhausted from this thing I had to accomplish,
yeah.
I don't have any energy for you.
And that's why you have to ask the question, do you have to accomplish it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, God gives us responsibilities and he wants us to work and all those things, but we so attach our identity and value and happiness to our achievements, to the neglect of the only commandment Jesus gave. And I'm the worst offender. So his words, if you live alone, whose feet will you wash? These really haunt me in a good way. I heard these words from Basil for the first time in about 1996 when your siblings, John and Sarah and Grace, were little. So I had mm-hmm. three kids under 2 years old. And so I actually changed Basil's words at that time from, if you live alone, whose feet will you wash? To, if you live alone, whose butts will you wipe?
Well, I was going to say earlier that if you're a good parent, I should say, then this is a given. You have quite literally washed someone's feet.
But what do we do if we live alone? Because so many people live alone. What do you do if you live alone?
I'm going to say, for starters, try not to.
Okay, tell me more about that.
I'm not saying it's really easy to find people to live with. If you don't have family, if you don't have a significant other, I think it's also, we consider it that once you have money enough to live alone, you should live alone. And it's a really sad concept. This is actually really funny to me because, so I had maybe the perfect roommates in college, and one went out of state afterwards, but another was in state, but we both decided that we would live alone after college. And within a year of living alone, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I cannot do it. And it wasn't because I was lonely, and it wasn't because I really couldn't make rent. It's because I was getting so comfortable and so selfish and just in my own ways that I was like, I'm going to become a terrible person because I like this too much.
Yeah.
And then not too long after, my college roommate who was living alone at the time came to me and she goes, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, oh, it's been really lonely. And she's like, no, I'm way too comfortable.
Yeah.
But if you're living alone, there's no one to challenge you, like you said.
Yes.
And that makes you really unaccustomed to being challenged, which you're just going to fall back really, really fast into being really intolerant. But immediately when I had that realization, I asked a friend to come live with me. So God really provided in that sense. But I think first and foremost, we do have to do the most we can to live in community. And beyond that, you have to put a lot of effort in these days to see people and host people. But I think hosting is really important.
I agree.
Making dinner for people as often as possible.
Yep.
Even bringing food to other people.
Yes.
Community service.
Yes.
Serving the poor. Not just serving the poor, but eating with the poor.
Yeah.
Living in community with the poor.
But the poor in the West are really they're poor in friendship. They're lacking friendship. Friendship deficit syndrome.
I mean, these things, poor in the literal sense, financially, and poor in the sense that you've described, which is in friendship, actually go so hand in hand. Because almost every homeless person that you will meet, they have lost all ties.
Yes.
They've either been cut off by their family, or they've cut off their family. They've been kicked out of their house.
Yes.
Or they have no family. They have no friends.
Yes.
But it's really hard to fall that far if you have a community that will support you.
That's absolutely right. It really, the whole Christian thing comes down to one extreme or the other, selfishness or washing the feet of others. And he's given us the commandment to love one another as he has loved us.
It will literally keep you sane too.
Yeah, it's the best thing for our sanity. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.